In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning to you. Are you awake? Are you happy to be in church? Of course, we are all excited to be in the church this morning. Okay. Second Sunday of the Lent, it is called Temptation Sunday. What happened in Temptation Sunday? What do you think happened? Do you know what the gospel reading will be about today? Yes?
You have to sacrifice something.
1 second. Okay. Tell me what the gospel reading will be today. It is called Temptation Sunday. What do you think happened in Temptation Sunday? Yes?
When Jesus was in the mountains.
Okay. Jesus was tempted. Very good. So our Lord Jesus went to the wilderness, and there the evil one, the devil, came to tempt him. What does it mean to tempt him? Like, what was he telling him? What was the devil telling our Lord Jesus? Yeah, so the word temptation really means to confuse him, okay? Like, he was hungry, and then he showed him some rocks, and he said, because you're so hungry, make the stone into bread, and then you can eat. It makes common sense. What other temptations happened today? What else did the devil confuse our Lord Jesus with? Remember the other temptations? Yes? Excellent. Yes, if he only would bow down, he would give him all the possessions that are in the world. And what was the third temptation? Yes?
If you are the son of God, jump from high building.
Excellent. Excellent. So these are the three temptations. How do you think the Lord Jesus responded? How did he respond to the devil when he came to confuse him or to tempt him or to tell him things that were not true? How did he always respond to the devil? What was his attack on the devil?
He said something in the scriptures.
Very good. He always knew the word of God, and he responded to him from scriptures. Let me tell you a story that happened with me a few years ago. And I'm not sure if you know downtown, there is always around Easter time, like the Passion Play. Do you know, have you been to it before? We went a few times. The very first time we went, after the play was over, all the characters came down to greet the audience. Okay? It was finished. So the character of Jesus, the character of the Pharisees, and also the character of the devil. He came down, he was dressed in his red suit, and he had his tail and his horns and everything. Now, all the children went to greet him. So some children like yourselves, or some of the, maybe someone was in grade like 5. He went to greet everyone, and then he greeted the devil. Right? And then he came back to me, so joyful. He said, Abuna, guess what? I said, what? He said, I just met the devil. He's actually a nice guy, and he's very funny too. You imagine that? But I told him, of course, the person that you met is not really the devil. He's just like a Christian person who's trying to play out the role of the devil. You understand that, right? But the concept from this story is that at times the devil confuses us. Okay? He seems like a nice person. He makes things seem like so great, and we get trapped into the way that he is trying to trick us. And he makes things around us seem like they are great, and they are perfect, and they are wonderful. And guess what happens? It is a big trick. It is a big trick. The devil is called the liar and the father of liars. I want you to think with me what sort of things that the devil can trick us in doing, and they are actually wrong. I want you to give us your wisdom now. Impart on everyone your wisdom. What do you think the devil does to us on a day-to-day life, in our day-to-day lives, that he tricks us and he lies to us and he tempts us and we end up falling? And how can we resist this temptation? What do you think? Excellent point. So he may trick us to say, no, the bed is so comfortable, why don't you just sleep in? It's much more fun, just rest. Don't worry about it. But it's a lie, because it's a lot more fun to be in church, right? Of course, we are together in fellowship. Okay, so that's one trick of the devil. What else can he trick us to do, and we should resist him or not yield to his temptation? What do you think? What other things? Yeah. Is that the only thing? Just on a Sunday morning, he can take us to sleep in? What about in school? What about with our siblings, brothers or sisters or parents? Huh? What do you think? Okay, another one.
I think before bed or sometimes in the morning, he might say, "Don't pray, but go down and pray."
Yes. Okay, so he may trick us into not praying. Blah, blah, blah. Exactly. Good point. So prayer, sleeping in, what about lying and not telling the truth? What do you think? Is that a trick from the devil? Yeah? What about it? What can the devil tell us? Who wants to help us out? You want to help us out, Cinder? Yeah?
When you have a test, mm-hmm.
Okay, a good point. So you might have a test, and you know, someone, your parents, or you know, ask you, "Did you study?" And you say yes. So you end up not telling the truth. What other lies can we say?
Maybe you have parents and tests, and like you're doing it, and someone right beside you, and he's like really smart, and Satan,
the devil's
like, "Come on, just look at his paper."
Yeah. Oh, excellent point. Cheating. Just look at his paper. What are you losing? You're only gaining points and gaining grades. No one will know. No one sees you. Right? And he keeps telling us these words. Okay. What other temptations? What other temptations? Help us out here. Andrew, help us out. What kinds of temptations can we fall into? Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Stealing. Okay. Just pickpocketing or taking something from a store, even if it's just a little thing like a candy. The devil can put in our mind so many different things. But how should we react as Christians? I want to hear from you. As believing Christians in the Word of God and in the Lord Jesus Christ, how should we resist the devil? Do what? What should we be doing?
Think of a Bible verse.
Think of a Bible verse. Yes? What else? Jonathan?
The sign of the cross.
Do the sign of the cross so that God can protect you. Excellent. Huh? What else?
Praying.
Always, yeah. Protect yourself from praying. The devil is terrified from prayer and from making the sign of the cross. Just, my beloved children, I want you to be vigilant that the evil one is out there to get us. He's not powerful at all. And we're going to speak to that in the main sermon. The devil is terrified from the sign of the cross and from prayer and from the Lord Jesus. But we cannot make him scary. We have to know that we are believing in the Lord Jesus and he will protect us from him. And we will tell him, "Away with you, Satan. We do not belong to you. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ." This is how we can become better believers and protected in our faith and always do the right decision. Okay, guys? God bless you all. And I pray that you would always be protected under the mighty arm of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and our Lord, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Bless you.